Got about a half a cup of that lean. I said, go on and kick your feet up. I'ma go ahead and twist the weed up. She said, cool to say what I think. I said, go on and do what you feel. She said, bend me over that sink. I say, damn, you wish is my will. You get the feeling that you might be.
Yeah, bro.
You on, you can tell me.
Okay, macho. All right.
We here, I'm initiating.
I heard it was some bad weeks at first. And I'm thinking of light.
I fuck with a bunch though.
Laid up on the couch,
fingers
in your mouth, girl, bring it closer before my heart comes down.
What's going on, everybody?
I can barely keep my eyes on. You say you're trying to get your spot blown.
Man, my nigga, my job.
We're in the building.
How y'all doing, fellas?
I'm good, bro.
Life is good.
Shout out to Skinny. I'm Skinny. Shout out to Spence. Shout out to Wifey. They're not here with us today. You know, prayers and thoughts with them.
Always, man.
Always.
You see, we all got on the black. Black for Spence. I don't know if that was on purpose.
No, that was
it
not.
It definitely was not
nuts,
on purpose.
Though. That's nuts. Though.
I ain't talked to y'all since last week. Definitely wasn't on purpose.
That was not on purpose.
Black for Spence. If a nigga would have came here with a V-neck, we'd have been really represented.
Especially with the sleeve up here and shit.
With the sleeve up.
You just don't want no whole sleeve, huh? That's crazy, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm about to Bobby Brown this whole shit. I was waiting for Spence to get out the way. I'm here, goddammit. I'm finna step out on these hoes, nigga. I'm finna... Remember when Jamie Foxx was on tour with KC and JoJo?
No, I remember the Big Toe episode, though. The Big Toe episode was hilarious.
That was hilarious, though. He did a great R. Kelly impersonation in that.
Absolutely,
man.
He did.
He killed it. Yeah. Jamie Foxx is super talented. Stop real quick. It's not going live on
YouTube. Hold on. But we recording, though.
Yeah, it's recording.
Yeah, fuck YouTube. As long as we recording, we good. We upload another day, I guess.
Biggie did. What happened? Man, you came back and all the shit stopped fucking up. That's nuts.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Shout out to our engineer, man.
Shout out to Biggie.
Only
did,
downside
man.
Is they can't see this smile over the podcast, like over the airwaves.
You was asking about yourself being handsome.
Yeah, no, I wasn't asking. I was sure about being handsome.
No,
I was,
no, but the question was, if I find myself handsome, did that make me gay?
Nah. That's a question, though, but I don't know what makes somebody gay.
If you're attracted to the same sex, like, are you,
is it?
Are you attracted to you, like, sexually? Are you attracted to yourself?
I would say I don't want to bang myself, but like, what does that mean? Being attracted to yourself, like, I find myself beautiful. It's not even sexual. It's just that I recognize I'm a beautiful human being.
I'm not mad at that.
If you could jack off without porn, you're attracted to yourself, right?
Wait, what?
Like, no. If you can jack off without porn, like, if you yourself could just start jacking off, are you attracted to yourself?
What it'd be
you
the picturing? Mind. It'd be the mind,
yeah. What are you picturing?
It'd be mental.
If you picturing two dicks, then yeah, you might be.
Nah, I hope you're not.
Yeah, man, you never know. You know what I mean? That's between you and your mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't call that one. What's going on, fellas? How was y'all week, man? Talk to me about y'all week.
Oh, shit.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, nigga, we had a whole week before.
Oh, okay, you meant Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday. My nigga. 7 days.
7 days is a week.
Man, I've been out here.
7 of them motherfuckers since we got
here. You see, I've been institutionalized, man. It's the this Western civilization shit, man. That got me thinking about what a week really is.
Macho X. I ain't mad at it. Come on.
What a week really is. That's going to be my next poem. Y'all catch me down at Soulful Young. Slinger poetry.
Poetry and fried rice?
Yeah. Ain't the Bruce Leroy and poetry.
What's been going on, my? How's your week, man?
Bruce Leroy be something serious sometimes.
Yeah, facts. Man, everything's good, man. I've been, my family's been busy, so I've been under a lot of, I ain't gonna say pressure, but I've been forced to step up. You know what I'm saying? Wifey's in school.
Okay.
So, she's been studying hard, working hard lately, especially over the last few days, because she had to take a test yesterday. Wish she passed. Yeah, hopefully.
Shout out.
More money in the household. But, you know,
Aryan?
My kid's been busy with sports, so.
Wife said he mean Aryan?
Nah. Okay. Nah. So, my kid's been busy with sports. She's been busy with school, so a lot. I've been, you know, required to step up. So, I've been doing a lot of cooking and transporting and doing this and doing that, just trying to help out. I'm not saying that for a pat on the back. I'm just saying I'm tired. Have some mercy and grace on me today. That's all I'm saying, my brothers. That's all I'm saying. But life's good, bro. I've been enjoying. Okay. I've been enjoying.
You know, I'm into the hood shit, the hood movies and shit.
Why am I not surprised?
So I was watching this shit. Damn, the name of it sounds crazy now that I got to say it out loud. But I was watching a show called The Dirty D.
Is that the show in Detroit?
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Detroit.
You know, I fuck with all the hood shit, especially from Detroit. Like, I feel like Detroit probably make the best hood movies.
Facts.
The niggas in Detroit probably make the best hood movies. Like, it's a few in the Bay.
McGraw Ave got another one coming out, a sequel.
McGraw Ave. Yeah, McGraw Ave, fire.
Yeah, that joint was dope, man. I just saw that today. Like, he lost.
I am completely. I'm not watching nothing that's on Tubi, not even me.
But, you know, they got a lot of good movies on Amazon Prime.
He said not even you.
I'm not even turning me on Tubi. I'm not.
Why are you a snob like that, man?
I'm not.
Tubi got some regular movies on there. They got some old school shit on there.
I saw ATL was on there. So I know they have some regular movies, but it's just, I don't know. It's just like, you know.
I don't like that, brother. Why are you too good for Tubi, man?
I guess it's like the value, like how you put value on certain things, right? Like, if you go get a Louis Vuitton shirt from Ross.
Mario's.
From Ross, you're not going to feel the same as if you went to the Louis Vuitton store and bought it, right?
It's an experience.
Yeah.
But as a viewer, you just watching something on TV. Do I enjoy it or don't I enjoy it? It's not like it got to be name brand for you to enjoy it.
But you put a certain value on things that, like, in a similar way. Like, this is on TV.
Certain things.
Yeah.
But damn, a show, a TV show, like podcast, you know, like,
that's why motherfuckers got charged. So because Tubi free, you can't give it this.
Yeah, people don't value free stuff, man. That's why I'm debating a lot of stuff I'm trying to do in the future. Like,
no, I don't know,
man.
Free is my favorite word. Free is my favorite word.
I can't tell.
So yeah, you got fucking with Tubi.
I don't know. It's a mind thing, I guess.
I ain't mad at it.
It's some old school movies on there.
We gotta unbox this though, brother.
I'm with that.
What happened?
I don't know.
Were you restricted to bootleg movies growing up as a child, man?
Because I hate. So, like, even if you're talking about streaming platforms, I hate commercials. And I know if I go on Tubi, since it's free, they have to make money somehow. So they have to put a bunch of advertising.
For sure.
Yeah.
On there. So I hate that, especially if I get into the flow of the movie.
And Peacock is the same way and you pay for it.
I don't pay for it.
Yeah, I got you.
Netflix, you pay for Netflix, there's no commercials. You pay for Disney, there's no commercials.
I pay for Peacock and one is commercials, and then I guess you pay the higher rate is...
No commercials, yeah.
No commercials.
You know what the problem is? You acting like a millennial. You acting like you didn't grow up on regular TV.
Kinda.
Yeah, that's your problem. You want everything microwave
We streaming right now, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we in this society, why not? Why not fully integrate yourself? I don't want no commercials. For what?
I understand that, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah, y'all, I can't skip them either. I can't skip them. Like, even when we were growing up, like, you know, if you recorded some shit on TV and you watched it on demand, sort of, I can fast forward past, hit that button and go past commercials. Like, now I have to watch this. I don't care about none of this. This is why I pay for this service, so I can go past this. I don't know.
But it's great. Even listening to some podcasts, I was watching fucking $1 million worth of game over the weekend too, because they dropped the shit with Mace,
which is nuts. Yeah.
And in the midst of that, like, they in the middle of a conversation, then, hey, New Amsterdam Rocker.
But you have a fast forward button. You have a fast forward button.
You do.
I have an optional Tubi. I gotta watch this.
But how do you know on certain shit? Like, how do you how long do I fast forward? Like, when you see Mace again, when you go back, okay,
let me
go back.
So you see, so if you see a film you're going to see at the movies start at 8 o'clock, it say showtime at 8, you just showing up at 8:20 so you can not catch the previews, or you like previews?
I like previews. Okay. I like because that builds anticipation.
Yes, it does.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If I don't really care about the new Mucinex, I don't have sinuses that bad. I don't want to see the little. I don't care about none of that.
You sound a little nasally though, brother.
COVID got me. I think I'm gonna start playing too. I'm gonna start touching niggas and be like monkeypox.
Don't do that.
No,
touch him on the lip though. You gotta touch him on the lip. Like, I feel like monkeypox.
Even though it's here, even though somebody hit me with, like, somebody here got it.
I think it's like 5 cases out here.
It only starts with one. It only starts with one, and then after that, everywhere.
Have you seen how that shit look when it evolve?
Yeah, man. But the thing is, like, man, I just. Everybody who I seen had it, just had it on their face. And I'm just like
right around the lip.
Yeah, around the mouth and stuff, man. And it look a little herpetic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like it, man. I don't like it.
The crazy part.
Gotta keep me inside.
I was seeing shit about the monkeypox. It's kind of like AIDS in the 90s. They keep on trying to make it a gay disease.
I think in New York they were saying only gay men could get tested. Or it was something like something to that
effect. The vaccine? I was hearing like the
something was, like that. Yeah, yeah, the vaccine maybe. Yeah.
They was getting priority, first right of service for the vaccine for monkeypox.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
I think I'm more scared because I haven't seen what it looked like when it healed yet. We've only seen what it looked like when you have it. Like, right. We don't know what it looked like when it healed. Like,
we all remember somebody when they were little had chicken pox. And after the chicken pox went away, they were still looking like a little cheetah.
Yeah. For a minute.
For a while, though, right?
So I need to see what it looked like when it healed, because I don't want to.
What that put that calamine lotion on you? Was that what it was called? Calamine lotion?
Calamine lotion, yeah.
It had them little spots and little white spots all around.
That poison oak. The poison ivy. In the house. Yeah, absolutely.
That shit ugly. Childhood was great. It was dangerous. You ain't realize, but it was great.
Man, it was so much danger.
Man, we had so much freedom. We was like the Rugrats, but outside though, like in the projects, bro.
Measles, chicken pox.
Just roaming, man. You just knew when to go home.
Like, why we so scared of shit now? Like, we wasn't scared of shit as kids. Niggas wasn't worried about getting the chicken pox. We wasn't worried about getting measles.
Because we smarter now.
Too much information.
Yeah, we smarter now, man. You know, having, like, man, being woke is some scary stuff sometimes, man. I just wish I could just trust the government and just go on about my life. But
we know too much now.
Yeah. I don't trust nothing right now.
We didn't peek behind too many curtains at this point.
I be reading terms and conditions now. You know what I'm saying? See, what you mean you get my stem cells when I turn 50? What kind of shit is that, man?
Like, I always think about that. Like, what if they had the sex offender registry when we were kids? Like, would we be able to go outside?
Yeah. Back home, though, probably, man. Not. Before I left, man, they had like a... like, you know how we got the weeklies?
Yeah.
You see them everywhere?
Yeah.
They had a sex offender, like, thing like that, a newspaper. And they was, like, on the front page, like, photos of people. You'd be like, oh, snap, I knew this kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like...
that's nuts.
Wow. Like, you ain't had to go looking for it. It was right there. They'd be, like, stores and corner stores.
How do you recover from that?
You don't. Yeah, I don't know. Because you recover from anything.
Because you on that list forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but I've done some shit that would have got me on that list. Not fuck. But, like, you know, I fucked at schools before. I fucked at schools.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And, like, now
pissing
I know.
Pissing outside.
Yeah.
I was about to say pissing outside.
Like, that shit will get you on that list for life. And niggas won't take the time to be like, well, what did you do to get on this list?
Yeah, they just headline you.
Because I've seen it happen. And
it's like, for real.
Yeah.
It could be the most simplest shit and you there forever.
Yeah, I got my dick sucked around the corner from the elementary school. Like,
by an adult.
By an adult. By an adult.
There we go. Some things you want to lead with, but you know, it's all good.
Still doing this. My fault.
No, it's all good.
So, Kenny, tell us about your week, man.
Oh, so yeah, man. I watched that shit. It's probably the worst writing ever, but...
You watched what?
The Dirty D. It's like, the writing part of it is like, you just don't add up. Like,
the storyline?
Yeah, like.
What was the storyline?
Don't spoil it, because I'm going to go watch.
So, well, the one chick, she messed with an undercover police officer.
Okay.
And she works inside the Dirty D, which is a club.
Okay.
And, like, when he shows up, like, she acts as if she don't know him. Like, it's just weird shit. Like, you would have, that information would have been out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain information that you feel like would have been out there in a regular situation. Like.
Okay.
So, it was just the way they told the story. But I fuck with it, man. I still watched it all. It's like, it's only like 6 episodes. So, I'm quite sure they're going to come back with something else.
Oh, it's a series.
Yeah, it's a show.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it's like 6 episodes. So, I'm quite sure they're going to come back with something else. Like I said, all the Detroit shit. And then what's her name? Mina. K-Fly, no. Mina. Yeah. Well, boy, listen, when Mina on TV, don't watch it.
Who's Mina?
Mina. Mina Monroe. Mina Monroe. She from Detroit.
Let me Google Mina Monroe.
Yeah, I seen K-Fly with her in Mexico.
Oh, Fly know everybody.
It made me start watching her a little bit more. I'm like, oh shit, okay, I got somebody that could text her sometime. So
wait a minute. She was with K-Fly in Mexico?
In Mexico.
She got K flued out. She got K flued out. I'm just
asking. Miss Bentley? Is it Mrs. Bentley? Is that her?
Mina Monroe. I gotta see the picture. But yeah, she.
I'm interested.
And then there's a couple of, like, I can't see it clearly. But it's a light skinned dude that be in all these shows, right? And he like a hoe in every one. No, that one not her. That's not her. I got you.
Yeah, this doesn't even look like this could be her. Take your phone, man.
Man,
I got some sanitizer, man. I need this, man. He gave me this trash, man. She couldn't be from Detroit if she tried. Hell.
Detroit got a different
Idaho.
They got a different like little swag with their women too.
Man. Detroit women are amazing, man. Detroit's just an amazing city, man. It's underrated, man.
Shout out to Detroit, man.
Top 5 cities, dead or alive. And that's just off one LP.
Dead, for sure. He
gave it to you.
K-Fly
sent it to you. I was just doing it. So, yeah, man, I watched that, and then I watched the Mace shit. You know, Mace talking about the Favio shit. The giving him five. I think Fabio said he only gave him $5,000, saying that he really gave him like $750,000 for the deal.
It's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. So I watched that shit, and I be into the. I just told somebody this. Like, I think it's like, oh, like the older rappers, like even though you know their music still gonna be suck, every time they drop, you still go listen to it. Like, and I still be going to listen to their shit. So Mace had dropped, you know, he dropped a little Diddy diss. I think we did a reaction to it. We did a reaction when he dropped the Cameron diss. So I'm like, damn, I keep just upsetting myself. Like, do you ever just upset yourself? Like, music-wise, like, it's somebody that you really fucked with back in the day. So now when they still drop, you be like, I'm still going to give it a shot.
That last album by DMX.
Oh man, why would you do that?
He had a couple joints on there though, man.
Ooh, from DMX.
Why you had to say it over loud? Like,
rest easy, man.
Just rest. Just don't come back and make no more music.
Nah, that's too far.
Just wherever you at.
I don't think Ivan ever really fucked with you. I think he had a period.
The first album is a classic.
Very much so.
I can't. It's undeniable. It was a classic. I was heavy a DMX fan.
What first. About Then There Was X?
I thought Flesh of My Flesh was better than Then There Was X.
I mean, I fuck with it too. I fuck with Flesh of My Flesh.
I fucked with Flesh of My Flesh when it dropped. Like, over time, it's like, nah, this ain't really.
You saying it didn't age well?
So you only fuck all. With Darkest, Hellas Hot, or whatever?
And like a single here and there. Party Up is one of my top 3 worst records of all time.
I remember you saying that before.
I'm adamant about it.
You know what's crazy? I was listening to you say that. I was walking through TJ Maxx, and I was like, damn, man. I was like, I put down what I had. Y'all was like trashing the song. I was like, dang, was it that bad?
I hate it.
Okay.
Party Up is like one of the greatest, because it was still a diss. He still did some dissing in there. He dissed Corrupt and shit. Like, and it went to all the clubs. Like, we talk about back to back when Drake dropped back to back. When niggas don't give Party Up the credit that it need to get.
As far as I had no clue it was a diss record. I hate it.
Me neither, bro.
When it comes on, it gives me an attitude. Like, why I don't know who playlist is on, but why did y'all play this shit?
Imagine how horrible this pod would have been had I started with that.
I would have walked out. It would have been two of you niggas here.
It's that bad?
Well,
That's how I felt when I first heard Racks on Racks on Racks. I still have never heard that complete song.
Racks on Racks on Racks.
It's the most annoying song I ever heard on that.
I agree.
And when I first heard it, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what they was saying. It was just like so annoying. It sounded like somebody just turned on like the garbage disposal.
I get it. It's worse than Party Up?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
Party Up. Yeah, I ain't a big fan of Party Up either, but it's a cool joint. I don't cringe when it come on, but Racks, rest in peace to the God DJ Certified. You know, we used to have a radio show. We used to do the Weekend Blast. He was my DJ. I was on their personality. So
okay, yeah.
Back to DJ Certified in the mix. You know what I'm saying? He get in there. He played that joint. I went in there and I just like, bro, turn it off. Like, I went back to the board. I turned it off and I just started talking for a minute until he put on another song. Then turned it back up. I hated that song. Still do.
Bro, you did that on the radio though? You a
live,
cold. Like
that. I've told y'all, man. Like, I'm Chris Brown in this shit. I'm Bobby Brown in this shit. I'm everybody Brown in this shit. I'm Mr. Brown.
Okay, so what's your other top three? You said Racks on Racks on Racks. What's your other top three?
Future's catalog.
Not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
He finally made us. I tweeted this. My favorite. I said the only song I like by Future is Panda by Designer. But he has put out one joint that I like on his last album. I think it's called like Gold Rush or something like that. It bops. I played it like four times.
I don't think I ever fucked with Future music, but like Sierra Body, like the shit that I know he wrote. Body Party.
Yeah.
Shit he done wrote for like Beyonce. I can't think of the songs right now, but I know he done wrote for certain shit. And yeah. I remember coming out and they be like, oh, Future wrote this. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's an incredible writer. It don't translate to his music to me.
We give him writing props, but that's where it stops.
March Madness is literally it. That's it. That's all I'm playing for Future.
Yeah.
I ain't even like that shit.
Me neither.
I fuck with that. That beat hard. You can't.
But that's that joint. That's
he got
that,
the beat,
that's
though.
That joint. His production has always been amazing.
I ain't heard none of it.
That's the same as Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane production is crazy.
I've never put on a Gucci Mane album. I don't
play with him. He had one called Drop Top Wop. That bitch goes, man. It was like a little EP. It might have just been like six songs. Nuts. I played it one day when I was barbecuing, man. Maybe it created some type of vibe, but man, that shit went. Like, I be just giving different artists a chance. Artists I never would listen to before.
I try every now and
like
then.
Like Mozzie, and I've been listening to everybody.
I turned on Mozzie last project.
Yeah, so, you know, I be giving everybody a chance.
I heard Mozzie last project was nice. I still ain't heard it yet.
It was all
Corday. I really like Corday's music.
His debut album was solid.
His debut. That's all I listened to, though.
I don't know how much replay value it has. I played
the song with him and Anderson .Paak just like last week, but I haven't played the whole album in a while. But I really enjoyed it. That's my favorite. Like since like 2012, there's not have been an artist to come out that I feel like is as talented as that man. Like I feel like he's my favorite artist of the last decade. Easy. I feel like he is what Drake would be if he was talented.
Drake is better than Anderson .Paak.
In what?
Making music.
You give Drake too much credit then.
Anderson .Paak is the prince to
He's Drake Prince. Being, he's Prince.
He's Prince.
To yeah. Michael Jackson.
You calling Drake Mike and Anderson .Paak Prince?
Of this generation, Drake is Michael Jackson.
You probably right, because Prince was more talented. Thank you for making my point.
Who's a better artist?
What do you mean? It's a lot that goes into making an artist, though, bro.
Prince not
you
a better,
have all type of help.
So he got more talent, but he's not a better artist?
Yes.
I see your point, though.
Everything 100%. Goes back to like basketball to me. We always had these conversations. There's niggas that are better basketball players, but I mean, are better point guards, but maybe not a better basketball player. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So like you can be a better artist as far as arranging music, playing music, writing music, things of that nature. But are you a better artist? No, I don't think Drake is the most talented nigga in music. No,
yeah, because he's not even more talented than Anderson .Paak.
I'll give you talented. Right. Is he a better artist? Yes.
Who makes better music?
Drake.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm mad at the way you're saying that right now.
You really rocked with Drake's last album?
Give me real monkey pop.
I didn't make it all the way through. I didn't make it all the way through. But like, I saw enough online to where it was like, I'm not expecting rap. So I helped my expectations a lot. Like, I saw enough niggas trashing it to be like, okay, I'm not expecting what everybody else was expecting when they pressed play.
But did you like the album?
The few I heard, yeah, it wasn't bad to me. But I like some of everything. I legit play NSYNC when I'm by myself. It's not a stunt. It's not a publicity stunt. I already put on NSYNC. I already put, like, JC Chazé by itself. Not as NSYNC. I listened to the album. I listened to Vanessa Carlton's one of my favorite. Her debut album is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Who are these people? Your name, you
JC Chazé was one of the members of. He was the writer for NSYNC. The one that did Girlfriend and the one that sung with Black on Bring It All to Me. That's JC Chazé.
Okay.
This motherfucker's a musical historian.
So Vanessa Carlton is 1,000 Miles. The song from White Chicks. So her debut album is one of the best albums I've ever heard.
Is that the Making My Way Downtown?
Her. That's Vanessa Carlton.
That shit hard.
I'm talking about the whole album though.
Oh, is it?
To me. So I legit listen to these. So I listen to everything. So when I heard the Drake album, it wasn't like. Yeah, when I heard the Drake album, it wasn't like no big thing.
I don't think Drake's a better artist. Mm-hmm. I think he's a more popular artist though, but
how do you get there?
And like, I look at the product. Drake's been singing in the same key his whole career. He has no range. Stop singing. He ain't got no range.
That's nuts.
He don't got no range.
You said that's nuts, but you didn't say that's wrong.
It's nuts that you would say that.
No, but you didn't say I was wrong for saying it, bro.
What do you mean?
Drake, man, he cannot touch Anderson .Paak when it comes to singing.
Anderson .Paak's not a good singer. Anderson .Paak's not a good singer.
He can be a terrible singer, but he's still better than Drake.
No, he's not.
He did good with Bruno Mars.
Can we take a poll? Pause. Can we take a survey?
Thank you for pausing.
Can we take a survey?
Absolutely, we can.
Definitely need a survey. Y'all see this, we definitely need a survey.
Yeah, I don't think any credible. No disrespect. I don't think anybody out there. I ain't gonna say credible. I just don't think too many people would say that Drake's a better singer than Anderson .Paak.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, he's not a better singer than Anderson .Paak.
Did y'all hear So Far Gone? Am I the only one who heard it?
I heard him sing.
And that was at the beginning.
And it ended like that. He's singing monotone.
That's nuts.
But Drake makes good music, though. Like, I ain't gonna front. Like, when he gets in his rapping bag, I just listened to So Far Gone and Thank Me Later last week. I was just in the Drake mood, which don't happen often. Drake got some jams, man.
Yeah, he got some
jams. No, he is not. Cause like Drake, I don't know what it is. Like, he's like mass producing his music now. Like, he just putting out shit often.
I think Drake probably take more chances than any other artist.
Quantity over quality.
Could Anderson .Paak take his music? Could he go outside of his comfort zone as much as Drake does? Because Drake does everything. I'm waiting for the gospel album. It's coming. That's literally the only thing he's missing right at this moment.
Drake takes the most chances.
And the Christmas album. That's it.
Outside of Snoop. Snoop probably takes more chances than Drake.
Snoop can't do no wrong, though.
Snoop has done a lot of fucking wrong.
No, but he can do anything he wants is what I'm trying to say.
No, he cannot. And that's the problem. Niggas like you is why he keeps doing it. Stop telling him that.
I'm not telling him that. This is a fact. This ain't art imitating life.
No, like, because it's not a fact at all. Like, you know when you little, your teacher tells you, you can be anything you want to. Snoop took that shit literal. Like, nigga, I'm going to try everything. And most of that shit stinks. And I need him to stop.
But he did it, though.
He did it. He can see.
There you go.
He can absolutely say, I did it. But did you do it well? Did you do it well, though?
Successfully failed.
That's the thing, though. Like, successfully failed.
Yeah.
You got to successfully fail.
I'm not mad at
that. That's why I'm saying he could do anything. I'm not giving him a pass for everything he does. I'm just saying he could do anything.
He successfully failed because he was great at one thing. I can't even call him great because I really only listened to two albums. I think the rest of that shit stinks.
If you could put out two great albums, you're a successful artist to me.
Over a 30-year period?
You still got two successful albums.
There's some people that get that album with I Wanna Take with that shit.
Some people get that album, but you like high praise.
The Blue Carpet Treatment. You got the Blue Carpet Treatment?
Oh, I love that album.
I believe so.
I love Blue Carpet Treatment. The intro on there, man, it's one of the, man, Snoop was trash, I never spitting.
I never listened.
He was spitting.
Was the
on
intro when he dissed shit?
Nah, he ain't dissed nobody on that joint. He was just thinking about boppers and movies and trying to leave hard on the low. He was just on there spitting. He had a cadence on there that was just so smooth, man. Like,
Snoop had a cadence that was smooth?
The cadence is smooth. I'm not mad at the cadence.
But the flow, though, the flow was just... Man, you know, Snoop always had an incredible flow.
Always.
That's always what it been. One, two, three, into the four. The way he just did it, like...
He's smooth.
Yeah, you know, Snoop just always had a vibe on a track. Like,
he's smooth.
When I was younger, I was in the real super lyrical music. Like, I wanted to hear nothing but spitters. Like, man, you know, I'm listening like to Jay Hood. You know, I'm listening to everybody who got the bars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Punchline rappers.
Yeah.
But as I got older,
Jay Hood
like,
had bars? Who is these people? What song did Jay Hood have? That I just need to I know, I'm serious.
I wasn't
because I'm trying to think who Jay Hood is. Like,
that was the first name that came to mind. Okay, but like,
I listen to everybody too. Like, I was into the Hey Bae Bae nigga
like,
and
I
all
wasn't
that.
Like,
Hurricane Chris.
Yeah.
When he said Jay Hood, I just was like, he, stream of consciousness. I'm not gonna stop this brother. He on the roll right
no,
now.
No, yeah. He was literally the first person I thought of when I thought spitters. Because you know what came to mind? When them things let off, you better dodge like a viper or get your ass rained on like windshield wipers. You remember that on Jada Kiss album?
I remember, yeah.
So that's the first thing. I don't know why that came to mind.
I even faced
it. It's
fucking hilarious.
I don't either, but you know, go but, off.
Like I was saying though, like. Yeah. The older I got, the more I was just worried about how the music sounded sonically. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. Does it sound good? Like, you ain't got to be spiritual, lyrical, miracle. You ain't got to be with all that shit, but do it sound good? Like, how's your flow? How's the pattern? You ride, like, you in that pocket, you know what I'm saying? You saying some slick shit, you know?
I think
I like Rick Ross, man. I really love Rick Ross's music, man. He's just like...
I fuck with Ross, though. I fuck with...
Cause he's smooth, man.
I fuck with early Ross.
He be on some
probably
fly
up
shit,
into
man.
Triller. I fuck with Ross probably up into Triller.
Everything he dropped after that was like he's. I think personally he got in his bag like deeper than rap.
Deeper
then
than
he
rap.
Dropped Teflon Don, and then like you know he went off after that. I think that's when his career ascended, and he was just.
I could never get into Ross. I couldn't get into Ross because mentally I knew that you was lying. Like I knew you was lying. Like there's always an illusion that these niggas are who they say they are when they're in their booth. But, like, to know that you're lying directly to my face right from the beginning, I could never get into it.
Why would you say that, though?
Because we knew that you weren't this guy. We knew
all
that.
All we knew is that he was a CO.
Yeah, that don't
But I know COs that sell drugs.
We know drug dealers that worked in, like, the plants. You know what I'm saying?
Back I know home. Drug dealers that work for the fucking, you
can't,
know what I'm saying?
You can't move this much weight and push a clock on the 9 to 5. You can't do both.
How do you know?
I don't know
like,
at all.
I'm just saying.
I don't think you can. I agree with that. But I'm saying like, because I don't think nobody's so dope to the capacity that they rapped it.
It's all exaggerated. It's
I
all
agree.
Exaggerated.
I agree.
It's all exaggerated.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like outside of maybe Slim, I ain't gonna say Birdman, but outside of like maybe Slim them, because them niggas did have some crazy money before they even started rap.
Yeah.
So I had to come from somewhere, but. I don't think it's too many niggas that actually sold the drugs that they rap about. Like, sold as much as they rap about.
Hov? No?
I think Hov sold drugs, but I don't think he sold...
He wasn't.
Yeah, like, a brick is a lot already.
Okay.
To say you had bricks, like, multiple, like, you was, like, selling, like, keys and keys, like, unless you was fucking Meech, like, nigga, that wasn't happening for a lot of rappers.
Dang Dash put up in the audience and paid in full, no?
Like I told you, sell drugs. No, Hov did that, so hopefully you wouldn't have to go through that.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe they sold drugs, but I just don't believe everybody sold it to the capacity that they say.
I agree with that, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like
over-exaggerated.
Yeah, because like when you think of Meech, like we know you wasn't only selling drugs just in Atlanta or Detroit or, you know what I'm saying? Like you had houses in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like, and you was really moving weight. Like, for niggas to be able to say, he'll pull up in a car and leave you the car, and now you the new worker, and it's a brick in the trunk.
Whoa.
Okay. So, would we still give Hov the same credibility if we knew, well, okay, he's rapping about this, but we know he really works at Winco at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Do we still, is he still the GOAT? Is he still? Because them drug buyers got them a long way.
Come on, man. Hey, being a CEO in Winco is kind of different, man.
I'm just saying, it could be, we know you're a teacher. We know you're a
teacher. How much drugs can you move in prison, though? I think about how much drugs.
Like, I don't know what he was
going doing. Being a CEO, I'm not saying he did. I don't know if he did. But if you were CEO, I've heard of, allegedly, CEOs that have brought drugs into the prisons.
Allegedly, yeah.
You know, whether it was a woman, man, or whatever, like they was able to get the drugs into the prison.
Right.
You can make some, I'm quite sure, a good chunk of change.
I've heard, yeah.
Through the prison system.
Are you, but like you said, are you moving bricks though?
That's where it gets tricky. Like, I think that's with a lot of rappers, like, that's where it gets tricky. Like, same as a nigga being like, up until now, that niggas really getting bodies and really killing niggas and going to prison for murder on murder on murder. Like, up to now, back in the day, like when Cube was rapping about that shit, didn't nobody think Cube was the dope man? He was like, this nigga's a great storyteller.
Yeah. But he was standing next to a great dope man, though.
So he's a great storyteller.
Yeah, so but when it was Cube rapping by himself, was Cube rapping them same raps? Or am I sitting next to, you know what I'm saying? Am I sitting next to a nigga that's telling me a story and I'm figuring out a way to put the pen to the paper?
Okay.
So I would never put Ice Cube in that category. But I'm standing next to a nigga that can tell me exactly what it's like though.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I'm saying? So it's a partnership in that way, but like we look at Hov like he was this nigga. Like we know, Hov. Yeah, but when you clocked out, you went and used a custodian at the Barclays.
You definitely
think that. You know what I'm saying? It kind of makes it not as believable to me.
But did the music sound good?
Well, then what when Ho went to Big Pimpin'? Did we believe Ho was pimping?
Yeah.
You did?
I don't think he was a pimp. Like, I don't think he was a pimp.
I don't think he was working like hoes on the strip.
Yeah, I don't think he was doing that, but like, the definition of pimping is not, are we talking about literal pimping or are we talking about like a nigga that just got a bunch of bitches? Do I think them bitches would have really got on that boat with Jay-Z on that video? Absolutely, I believe that.
100%.
I 100% believe that. This was after what? This was after Hard Knock Life, right?
Yeah, this is volume 3. This is the album after.
Oh, this is when Jay-Z's a star.
Yeah.
All them bitches, I believe, would have absolutely
got on that. That wasn't volume 2? That was volume 3?
That was volume 3, I believe.
Okay.
So I absolutely believe all them bitches would have got on that boat with him. Mm-hmm. So I believe, yeah, pimping, yeah. I believe I had a point where I was a pimp, but I would never say I was a pimp. But I had a couple, you know. Hey,
yeah,
that nigga ain't always had his tummy now.
It's a difference between a pimp and a player, man. It's a difference between a pimp and a player.
Okay, point made.
Yeah,
he was a lady killer.
Hey man, I ain't always had his tummy now.
Listen, hey man,
I see him leaving though.
Hey man,
yeah, you looking good, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm trying. I'm drinking my losing. Water. Drink this water.
I see you drinking your water, man.
You know what I'm saying? Out there losing a little bit. You ain't leaving the gym and going straight to the fast food joints.
Nah, I'm going to go home and eat a little salad. Man. Now, if I stay up too late, them oatmeal cream pies in the kitchen, Mike.
Man, my coworker brought something to work yesterday. I'm like, come on.
Motherfuckers, I'm talking to you later.
She gave them to me. I put them in my drawer. I ain't eat them, but they there.
They motherfuckers to talk to you late at night.
I'm waiting to make a bad decision.
What? Nigga, you know we over here, right? All right, nigga.
They scream at you.
You
looking for some staples or something like that. Come on, man. God had you open this drug for a reason, man. Eat me, man.
Motherfuckers to talk to you.
I don't know why my oatmeal pie sound like Terrence Howard. Open this package up, man. Come on, man. Don't leave me in this draw all alone, baby. Come on, baby.
Motherfucker be good, too.
Man, bro. I'm going to try to put it in the refrigerator or something. I'm trying to enhance it somehow, some way.
How can you enhance it?
I don't know. Because they already perfect, huh?
Damn near, yeah.
Oatmeal pies?
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
no?
I'm not into the oatmeal. Like, I don't know how to fuck with oatmeal pies. I don't even know what my snake is. Like my snack that I would wanna, you know what I'm saying? Like that would tempt me.
What gets you?
I used to like moon pies. I used to like moon pies.
Ew.
Heavy. I fuck with marshmallows though.
Yeah, you do.
That's nuts.
Marshmallows terrible, man.
What?
Man. I hate all of them.
I don't like marshmallows or cotton candy or sprinkles. How Scrooge am I?
You don't like, what kind of nigga don't like sprinkles?
This one. That's what kind of N-word do like sprinkles?
Well, you from Detroit. Y'all don't like...
I'm from Saginaw, like, Michigan.
Y'all don't like happy.
Don't just I'm put that from Saginaw, Michigan. Y'all make me from everywhere, man.
You tell you somebody, from Detroit.
Yeah, man.
Detroit. Y'all don't like happy out there.
If I would have told y'all I was from Akron 2 weeks later, yeah, you from Cleveland. You know. Like,
I think about, like, I think about shit like that. Like, if I go somewhere else, if I go somewhere else to live and a nigga say, like, you from Nevada, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will feel offended.
Cause I definitely don't live in no fucking Nevada, nigga. I live in Las Vegas. Don't tell me I'm no, no fucking Nevada.
And then what if you from another part of Nevada? Like, what if, like, and nigga like, oh, you from Vegas, nigga? Like, no, nigga, I'm from Elko. Ely or Elko. Like, what?
Nobody lives out there.
We not the same.
Laughlin, homie.
I'm from Laughlin.
This nigga live in Laughlin too.
I heard about that. From I was Pahrump. Talking about this last week.
It's a lot of people in Pahrump.
Yeah.
I just said if I move out of Vegas, I'm going to Pahrump.
And not just the ones that sell pussy either. It's like a little like community out there.
I like the ones that sell pussy.
They right there. They exist. They right there.
Every time I go to Pahrump, like, to buy my fireworks though, it's not too many good looking black women I've seen.
In the city.
I mean.
Yes. When I'm in Pahrump, I'm like, damn, I ain't seen. Now that's some
it's probably not on rappers.
Decent others.
Top list to shoot a video, black. And you know, they ain't probably trying to shoot too many rap videos.
They got a lake out there, though. That's don't cool, they?
Man. Dude, oh, lakes, boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes, man. Hoes like boats.
So what, like, what's that one thing that'll get you off your diet, though?
Tacos. It's always tacos.
You can't find no diet friendly. I don't care what diet I'm on, tacos is in that shit. I'm not ever giving up tacos. I may have to alter the kind of tacos I eat. I might have to get some vegan tacos or like some healthier version tacos, but I'll never give up tacos. Tacos is bae. I married tacos when I was like 8.
You don't eat meat at all, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. Pause. You said vegan.
No, I said
you said vegan tacos.
Because I don't know whatever. Like if I happen to go on a different type of diet or lifestyle change, I would make sure it includes tacos.
Every
time I see vegans eat vegan meat, I'm like, this is the dumbest idea ever.
And I don't get it. Like, y'all think, but if you think about it, like, damn, I eat animals. How crazy is that? Y'all think we really supposed to eat animals?
Yes.
I don't.
That's what the canine teeth.
But I do.
What are the canine teeth for?
Huh?
You have canine teeth for chewing. Like,
celery.
Nigga, what? What kind of celery you eat? We require canine teeth.
You know, you got a celery, man.
No.
Did we evolve those teeth because we started eating meat, though? Was that an evolution thing? See, you don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I guess you have to look at the skull of like a Cro-Magnon man.
Damn, man. We got you check the phenotype.
That's crazy.
What about you, though? Like, what'll get you off your square?
Nigga don't do no diets. Look at him.
Not doing no diets, but.
Nigga couldn't put on weight if he tried to.
I just started putting on weight, man. It's working. I got gained like 20 pounds.
What you like?
You gonna
130 now?
Hey. His body gonna progress like Martin's did. Remember Martin was all scrawny. That last Bad Boys, he looked like Big Mama.
Ooh, I hope not. I hope not.
Or if he do get a belly, it's just gonna be that little half of a piece of belly. Where that motherfucker stick all the way, like a upside down.
Like a lowercase p.
roasting yams. If you put roasting yams on any, I mean, like the yams is. I know it's probably too much sugar.
I just said pancakes.
Would that kill me? Would that kill a diet? Would pancakes fuck up a diet?
That's bread and sugar.
Yeah. Oh, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
What? And you can't put pancakes in front of me. I'm eating that.
Oh, word, that's your stuff?
I make some
dope blueberry pancakes, man.
Why do you put fruit in the pancakes? What's the purpose?
Blueberry pancakes.
Fruit?
Why do you put fruit in pancakes?
Why not?
Because what? I'm here to have fun. Pancakes are supposed to be a fun.
Blueberry pancakes don't sound like, bad though, because I fuck with blueberry muffins.
You don't like, enjoy I fruit? What's wrong with this guy? You don't enjoy fruit?
I've never had it though.
Yeah, not no pancake.
I've never had it in pancake, but it don't sound bad because I fuck with blueberry muffins good, and shit bro. Like that. So.
I just started getting into blueberries. So you got to give me a.
Oh, okay. We're going to ease you into this. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Lead with that.
But like, I eat banana sometimes. You couldn't put no banana. You couldn't cut up no bananas and put them in no fucking.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't eat a banana on top. Pancake? They got banana pancakes.
I'd eat them on top.
No, why?
Do you banana nut muffins?
Yes, I love
fruits are fun, bro. They're sweet. They're not like vegetables. No. I didn't say put some arugula on your damn pancake.
Not on no pancake. No pancake.
And it ain't like it's cantaloupe. I ain't putting no goddamn cantaloupe on your pancakes.
Supposed to be whimsical. Like, put candy. Put like some chocolate chips. Put some motherfucking cinnamon. Put some of that on there.
You take the fruit out and you said put candy on it?
If you a preteen,
What?
What the fuck kind of adult?
You out here eating the Dr. Seuss pancakes? Remember the Dr. Seuss pancakes you was eating them?
What Dr. Seuss pancakes?
When Dr. Seuss movies and shit was coming out, IHOP had like the Dr. Seuss shit.
The Funfetti's?
What type of brother drop of ice cream sandwich on his
name? You eat pancakes. The Funfetti's?
I would.
You eating confetti pancakes?
Yes.
Pancakes are supposed to be fun.
What are we talking about?
Come, what kind of cereal you eat, man?
What cereal do you eat?
Yeah, I gotta know, man. It's gotta be something
cinnamon
colorful.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I eat Lucky Charms. I eat all of that.
Fruity
Pebbles.
What am I supposed to eat? Grape nuts? Because I'm 40?
Man, get your Honey Bunches of Oats on, man. With your immature ass, man.
That's not what you eat.
Get your Honey Bunches of Oats, man.
What cereal?
You're not eating that.
Hey, the most childish cereal you should be able to eat after 30 is Frosted Flakes, and that's only on Saturdays.
I'm eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What cereal are you eating?
Yeah, I like Frosted Flakes, Honey Bunches of Oats, Fruit Loops.
You eat Honey
Crunch
Bunches
Berries,
of Oats?
Though. I do the Crunch Berries.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
I don't eat a lot of cereal anymore, though, man. That shit is a lot of sugar.
I don't eat it either, but Crunch Berries, you eating the Oops All Berries or you eating it?
Either one. But I prefer because I don't think I should overindulge. You know what I'm saying? Because the one with just a few little berries, that's like, you know, it's a little treat. You get a treat or two every spoonful, man. I don't want a spoonful of treats, man. You know, you spoil yourself.
Why? Why would you not? Cereal is supposed to be fun.
See, listen, man, that's why I was 250 pounds, man.
I ain't mad at it.
I was having too much fun.
I ain't mad at it, but I don't, like, if I'm eating cereal, I'm supposed to be having a good time, put on a good show.
You know why Americans are so fat?
Because we like food.
We enjoy our food too much. And we don't look at food like what it's supposed to be. It's just supposed to be fuel for you to get shit done. But everything has to taste great. They put bacon on everything. Like, you know, it's become very, like, it's a cultish type thought, man. We enjoy food too much.
Is there such thing?
Yeah. Look at how obese we are as a nation. There is a fucking such thing, sir.
But we all gonna die one day, right?
That's a fact, man. Life's a joke.
We all gonna die. So what am I going through life eating a bunch of shit I don't even care for? Like,
you can contribute to when you die.
I guess if I had a good quality of life, I might be. I'm broke. Broke, nigga. Hey, I'm ready when you ready.
What he say?
I'm ready when you ready, my nigga.
He said a lottery ticket. I'm broke.
Just come, please come get me before I pay the next card note. That's all I'm asking. What's up? If I pay the card note, you got to give me 30
days. What difference
days.
Do it make? You out of here. Pay that shit or not, you out of here.
Man, yeah, but yeah, so I'm broke. Like, nigga, I don't have no great quality of life. Come get me. But I'm going to eat these tacos on my way out.
Facts.
Same what do we want? Yeah, I got you. And there won't be no vegan shit either. I wouldn't even do that to you. I wouldn't disrespect the taco like that.
Man, don't disrespect the God like that.
Vegan meat is stupid. That's the dumbest shit people can come up with.
What do you mean? You feed it to your children.
I do. And every time I do it, I feel like I'm just feeding my kids remedial food.
But you gonna feed them some pounds. Like, seriously, though, man. Our food is fucked up, man.
It is.
Like, it's so much damn bullshit in our food, man. And we be getting sick. And this food has
Do we really know what's in the what's in the meat, though? Like, what's in the fake meat?
We don't know what's in none of this shit.
I legit, so my daughter... She liked the vegan sausages, right?
Which brand?
I don't fucking know.
Is it Beyond?
It's a green thing, though. But so she liked the vegan breakfast sausages. I throw them in the air fryer, and they smell like regular sausages.
You ever eat them?
No. But I'll be like, I don't know if I'm helping you live longer or if I'm killing you. Like, I don't know what I'm doing
right
now.
You legit don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing, but you like it. But I can't feed you this sausage that I know you probably gonna love. You feel me? Like, you eat this one though.
You're not going back in that.
Say, baby girl, you ain't had nothing yet till you had some of this poke.
You're not going back over there. I know you're not.
Have some of this poke.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know.
I think about, when I go grocery shopping, I always be like, the organic bananas are next to the bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these bananas organic and these are not? Like, what's the difference between the two? Because these are 10 cents higher. I do know that. But if these are organic, what are these?
What are those?
What are they? legit. Like, in for y'all to put them next to each other is nuts to me. But like, if these are organic, what are these?
What do that even mean?
Shout out to my
for real.
Talk. What does it mean for real?
Because I don't remember being a kid going to the store and was like, yeah, mom, grab me them organic apples.
Because everything was organic, probably.
So What's the non-organic fruit? We're talking about fruit. I'm not even talking about meat or nothing that's processed. I'm talking about the fruit. This is organic. Sit next to this. What's this? Help me understand.
You want the simple answer?
Whatever answer you got for me.
Those are the non-organic. That's the best I got for you, man. You better call Bill Nye.
Where did it come from?
A lab in California. The Monsanto lab.
That's nuts.
Google Codex Elementarius, and it'll give you all the answers you need. And that's it for Conspiracy Guy right now.
You got labs that make fruit?
Labs make everything.
They make, but then they clone a pig. They didn't clone a few things.
The sheep,
right?
For sure.
Sheep was the first one, right? Yeah, and I think they did like a pig.
Oh, yeah, because I seen KFC feed you clone chicken.
Do they?
I saw that, man.
I seen that shit.
That's why the niggas got like three of them left.
KFC meat is like clone.
We didn't see the last generation of 90-year-olds. We didn't see the last generation of 80 and 90-year-olds, man. My grandson and them, man, I hope they live a long time, but their generation is probably looking like,
oh man, it's
59
fucked.
Life expectancy.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, man. The life expectancy gonna be like 59 and like 45.
Have you seen the shit about the microplastics?
What's that, bro?
So like, you know, because you know, like all the trash that doesn't end up in like landfills ends up in like the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like there's literally like islands of floating garbage in the ocean. And they're saying like the plastic, microplastics are like so like a plastic bottle like this, over time it breaks down and the fish are eating it.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people that eat salmon or whatever it is, you're getting, since the fish are eating the microplastics, you're getting the microplastics from you.
Shit, but where it is we getting that anyway just by drinking out this bottle, that right? Because we don't know how long it's been.
That's what the BPA free for, right?
Sitting there.
Is that what it is?
BPA free.
Oh, well, you know, you getting... you getting 20 waters for $1.50.
You gonna get you some BPA.
Tastes good,
nigga.
BPA tastes good,
especially in Sam's Club. You get like 40 something bitches for like $3.
You get that BPA water, family.
That's something else I wonder, because like I wonder how people with money, how they eat, like where do they shop at, what are their food sources? Because I know they don't get the same shit we get. I know, you know what I'm saying. I know the stores in like the Hamptons don't. Ain't the same Smiths that, you know what I'm saying? They don't get, they're not the same suppliers.
So I'm going to do that though, man. I'm just going to start, we're going to YouTube document this. We're going to go to different rich cities. We're going to go to the Beverly Hills and just go to their grocery stores and see what they got.
I like that shit look completely different.
You think they got Takis in there? They probably got organic Takis.
They probably got organic Takis. They're not feeding their kids no Takis?
Yeah. You go into a Beverly Hills, like Albertsons or something, they probably got like 2 liter Capri Suns.
How many McDonald's do you think are in a Beverly Hills neighborhood?
I don't know.
Do you think, like, per capita, do you think they have as many McDonald's as we do? As much fast food, period.
Honestly, man, there's more McDonald's in Saginaw than there is in Las Vegas. Because, you'll see McDonald's.
Saginaw the hood of Michigan?
Yeah. But, like...
How big is Saginaw? Is it big?
You don't see a lot of McDonald's, like... It's the same thing. It's the same city.
It's like hella.
It's the same city 30 miles south.
Is it?
And it's the same city 100 miles south.
Which is what?
Detroit. It's the same city. They all the same city.
That's not. I want to ask you about it. Like, cause,
Saying, like, we got different styles and swags and stuff, but, like, when you talk about, like, hood, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. How is it growing up there? Like, you know, because we've been doing this for 4.5 years, and all of us are from Las Vegas except for wifey, mm-hmm. right? So, like, the majority of our perspective is from the Las Vegas perspective, if you're from the 7. But you're from a completely different region, like,
right?
How is it coming from there to here for you?
You know, I had a unique experience because I attended middle school out here for a little while.
Okay.
So I did 6th grade and part of 7th grade. And then going back, I was able to, like, contrast it a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know what I'm saying, but the people are different back there as opposed to out here. It's more of a, do you feel like Vegas folks and Cali people are similar or dissimilar?
I think you're dissimilar.
A lot? Like night and day or?
I won't say night and day, but like.
Stepbrothers.
It's distinguishable.
Like they grew up in the same
house. Like you no, not at all. You can tell. Like if you hear somebody talk and you see how they dress, you can be like, this is somebody from California.
Simple shit. I never seen nobody wear Chucks till I moved out here.
Okay.
Nobody wore Chucks back where I was from. I never saw a pair in person till I moved out here.
Okay.
Chucks. So I remember when I first started.
And I bet the nigga that you seen wearing it was from California.
More than likely, yes.
Probably.
So what's the equivalent? What's the Saginaw equivalent to Chucks?
Air Force Ones, probably.
Oh, we had them too, though.
Yeah, but that's what it was out there. Like if you, okay. Yep, you know, wintertime, you know, Tim's, Timbos.
Okay, but so you did high school out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like for the most part, like high school is your experience. Like that's your city experience, because that's when you finally. Everywhere you go is not with your parents. And
yeah,
like this is when you experience.
Your own.
Yeah, yeah, like this high school is when you experiencing the hood shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like this is when you getting that experience. That's why a lot of people that live in Vegas, if they was here through high school, I'd be like, okay, yeah, you still kind of Vegas.
Yeah,
because you was here through high school. Like so, like y'all high schools out there, like going to school. But like for us, it's like niggas from everywhere go to the school. Like I went to Mojave. Well, I mean, Ivan, we went to Mojave.
Yeah.
We from Northtown. But West Side niggas go to the school too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's a distinct, like, oh, you a West Side nigga.
I got you.
That's a fact.
like we know that, like, nah, that nigga from the West Side though. Like, it's like, and going to school, like, although I had some West Side homeboys, I didn't really want to kick it with them. Like, I want to be with my niggas from the north. Like, y'all just got this weird aura that I don't want around me right now.
We so tribal.
Absolutely.
So, like, out there, it's like everybody, like, y'all all come from one spot and y'all go to this high school. Because, like, when I hear about niggas from California, they tell me, like, oh, well, we all lived here and then we all went here. Like, yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had different sides. I mean, it used to be a lot of fights at school because we had every side of town in our school.
So, see?
We had south side, north side, west side, east side. These were all in one school.
How many high schools was there?
It was mainly two, but we had other high schools, you know what I'm saying? But it was like two real high schools, you know what I'm saying? Saginaw High and Arthur Hill, but, you know, you had your Bridgeport, you had your hair. I don't even know why I'm naming this shit because it don't make no difference.
Nah, but like, because
we probably got like...
Two high schools?
Mainly. That's where everybody went. Everybody black went to two.
We had two high schools, it'd be.
No nuts. Don't be nuts.
What? You couldn't hire no school police. if we had two high schools, you couldn't.
Like, that's crazy. But do y'all got, was y'all classrooms full too?
I mean, it wasn't like we were sitting on top of each other.
Shit, like, it seemed like, you know, that
would probably might have been like 25 kids in the class.
That's typical high school classroom.
Yeah.
Like, and all y'all fit into two high schools?
I mean, like I said, it was other high schools, but like in the inner city schools, it was like two inner city schools, and all the others was out like in the township. But
yeah, y'all
like,
don't represent, like, we ain't representing Gorman. We ain't talking about Gorman.
Yeah, exactly. They still considered Saginaw, but they, like, you know.
Okay, I got you.
But, you know, so it was pretty much us, Saginaw High and Arthur Hill, you know. And we used to.
Y'all was rivals?
Yeah, we was rivals. We used to go at it.
Okay.
Sports and shit, like, you know. Like, I don't know, like, out there, we used to, like, around maybe last week of school, you know, we used to go to the, everybody, all the seniors, we get in our car, drive across town, and we ride on their grass and shit, honk the horn and shit, just bail out before the police came and stuff like that. I don't know if y'all did stuff like that.
Okay. I think here, like, every school kind of had a rival. So, like, for us, it was either Cheyenne or Palo Verde. I know Vegas and Rancho was like they had the, I don't know if you ever heard of the Bone Game.
Until we stole the Centennial dog.
Allegedly. Allegedly they stole
you. Sound like the statute of limitations might not be up on that.
Like niggas got in real trouble for that.
Oh wow.
Niggas got in real trouble.
Y'all thought y'all was on some Zach Morris Saved by the Bell shit. Like beep 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 go Bayside in this
niggas got in real trouble for that stealing that
niggas
dog.
Niggas stole the dog.
Wow.
The real live dog.
Hey, that's almost impressive as them shooting the helicopter down in the Gerson, man. That's right up there, man. Like, that's right up there, man.
Because it started like a dog statue. They stole that, a live animal. These niggas got in real trouble for that shit.
That's like kidding. That might be a federal crime, man.
It was bad for them niggas. Wow. So it's like, for here, it's a different rival.
I'm familiar. Because, you know, my son played high school ball and my brother, so I'm kind of familiar
with him. Your son go to what school?
He go to Centennial now.
I couldn't call who Centennial's rival is. So I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Because it's so many new schools now that weren't around when I was in high school. So it's hard to tell who's. But I know, like all the black schools. But it's several. Cheyenne, Mojave, Cane Springs came afterwards. Palo Verde, Western. It's like our black community wasn't relegated to one school. Mm-hmm. So it's different. What are some like cultural differences that you notice between the two?
Hispanics.
Y'all don't have Hispanics there.
See, the Mexicans out there.
Are they Mexicans or are they Hispanics? Because there's a difference between the two.
The Mexicans out there.
Okay, so y'all got real Mexican.
Don't speak Spanish. The Mexicans out here don't speak English. That was an adjustment for me. I had to adjust to that. My friend, you know what I'm saying? That was Spence. That was a shout out to Spence, man. love. That was a shout out to Spence, man.
don't speak Spanish.
Nah, they don't. They sound like us.
I get that. Because they not the Mexicans from here.
Be from there.
Be from Mexico.
Yeah, I ain't.
And they had a. They
old
had a,
Mexico.
No, yeah, real Mexico.
It's
they
call back.
They put their hood on their windshield. Like, you know exactly where we from, nigga.
Yeah, nah, for real.
They not fucking around.
Shout out to them though.
I ain't mad at them.
Y'all got Mexican rappers that can rap.
Yeah, I was who
out there in like Michigan and shit. Like, because if they sound like because the Hispanic rappers like Vegas, Cali, New Mexico, Arizona, like the West Coast region, right? Mm-hmm. Like. I'm not saying they have their own, like, sound. You know what I'm saying? Because they originally speak Spanish.
Why did you bring it up?
Because it just made me think, like...
When you said that. When you said Vegas and California, I was with you. Then you added New Mexico and Arizona. I'm like,
Because that's a part of the Hispanic rappers, like...
They have Hispanic rappers in...
New Mexico and Arizona, yes.
That's nuts.
He tapped in. He tapped into the culture, for real.
Mexico. Like, it's... Mexico's right there.
Yeah, I geographically I understand what you're saying, like, but the fact that you are following the Hispanic rap scene in New Mexico is nuts. I heard some wild shit on this show.
He tapped in.
That's top three right there.
Yeah, he tapped in for real.
That's nuts.
I don't even know what to say about that. Like, he tapped
in. I'm like, where's he going with it? Like,
because I've been.
It's like a different sound. Like, I don't know. It's different sounds.
You've heard some. So you've That's heard. What made me act. You've heard some of that.
Music, yeah.
How, like, you like it?
Some.
Okay.
Some is okay. Like, it took me a while to like Mexican rap. Like, Kid Frost was probably like the first Hispanic rapper. I was like, okay, cool.
Kid Frost.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I definitely gotta hold on.
You don't remember Kid Frost?
Nah, but I gotta look that nigga up. I gotta see what New Mexico rap sound like.
That's not New Mexico. Kid Frost is from California.
Uh-oh. Who is a Hispanic rapper? MB.
I gotta go.
That sound like an author. He sound like an author.
It's something out there though. Man, he been in New Mexico, he know. The engineer know. They out there, man. They out there.
Yo, what's the engineer name? My man, you remember the rapper? You remember the rapper Aztec? No. Jay-Z was signing. Yeah, Jay-Z.
He was on Rockefeller.
Ended up being a boxer.
Yeah, see,
look at us down here breaking barriers, man.
But
we're the United Nations of all podcasts, man. We bringing all
and this is New Mexico. This is New Mexico.
Yeah, I think it's like New Mexico, or Arizona, one of those two.
I gotta listen to this shit when I leave here. I gotta see what this shit sound like. Matter of fact, hold on, hand me the we're going to the top track. Let me see that. Hand me that. We doing this. Hold on.
That's crazy.
Pretty Girl. Okay.
That's the one you going to?
That's a top track. I'm on Spot. I mean,
What is this title?
Can I run away with you? I wanna get lost in love, baby. To all those pretty girls, this one's for you. This one's for you.
It's the cool one.
Check this out. Something about you, baby.
I remember this.
Cada vez que me pongo a pensar en todos los momentos, all the good times we had, me and you, you and I, hot summer nights making love in July. The only girl that didn't give it on the first night, una mujer incomparable, I'm a love for life. Me captivaste with your ways and all the things you do. My pretty girl, I gotta make it work with you. Tell the world, tell your girls and your family. Ponete a mío, te prometo, you my everything. Cause nobody's ever made me feel the way you do. I just dropped you off, already miss you. Chica bonita, sonrisa sincera. I wanna be with you hasta que me muera.
Chica bonita, eye contact. I caught that.
I don't know how to feel about life right now. This is nuts. Yeah.
But they all kind of like, it's all like similar sounding. You know what I'm saying? Like
that, yeah, that don't sound no different than
what you hear in Cali or
it sounds like some West Coast music.
Yeah. Like it all sounds similar and like that's they thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's
Mexican,
what made me.
He's on like a Mexican MCA.
That's what made me ask. Because
MC Ocho. MC Ocho.
Oh my God.
Oh man, jokes is right to say.
Oh my God. Mm. So, are there any other major besides Hispanic not speaking Spanish?
You know, Saginaw is a very special place, man.
Okay.
It's a lot of people from Saginaw that y'all might not even realize from Saginaw.
But, like people that became somebody in the world? Who? Like famous?
Yeah, the Lakers head coach is from Saginaw, Michigan.
That's not where I would have started it. If you're gonna start a list.
You notice I didn't.
We was waiting on you, brother. You
I didn't need no help. I'm from Saginaw. Thank you, K-Fly.
Darvin Ham, this
I could have started with Stevie Wonder or Serena Williams, but I didn't want to start there because there's other people there that did stuff things too.
I thought they're from Compton.
The Williams not from Compton?
No. Serena from Saginaw.
How the fuck she from somewhere
else? She still got family there.
How is she from somewhere else? You got a sister named from Venus.
Family's moving around.
Nigga, they live together in the movie.
Families move around. I didn't say like they split up. One was an orphan for a little while.
Did she live in Saginaw? Or were they living in Saginaw? Or was my water broke while we were driving through Michigan? And this is the nearest hospital.
Stevie Wonder, Serena Williams.
You're not gonna do Serena and not Venus. How did that happen? I really know how that happened.
My middle son and my oldest son was born in Saginaw. My youngest son was born in Vegas. My youngest son is a Vegas baby.
But they was right next to each other though.
Yeah, like okay, so like one of my aunties is from like Little Rock,
huh?
It says Saginaw, Michigan.
I don't feel the need.
What do it say Venus from?
Draymond Green, Saginaw native.
I had a feeling Draymond was from
slam dunk champion Jason Richardson, back to back slam dunk champion Jay Rich. Tweet from Saginaw.
Venus is from Compton. Linwood, California.
Yeah, she's from Cali.
That's crazy. Okay,
Tweet.
So Tweet, Darvin Ham. Mm-hmm. Like I'm with you on Stevie Wonder and Serena.
What do you mean you with me? I'm just telling people who from there.
There's like tears, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. There's tears everywhere.
Don't do that to Tweet.
Yeah, don't do that to Tweet.
Tweet
got some shit. Tweet has some songs. He has some hits.
Two.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker Charlie Horse. Oh, my God. I just cramped up so bad.
Vern Troyer. Who?
Vern Troyer. No, he not. Okay.
Who? Mimi?
Mini-Me.
Mini-Me is from Saginaw.
If I ever need a list of people who I'm not going to ask is K-Fly. Because this nigga came with Darvin Ham and Mini-Me.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. You wait till we do Detroit, man. Don't be taking over my segment, man. I told you. I'm stepping out. I'm Bobby Brown in this shit.
That's
I'm nuts. About to lead, man. I've been waiting for
some...
That's crazy.
Famous people from Saginaw. Let me see.
That's crazy.
Me? Shit.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
You got that.
I'm from Saginaw. Shit. That's all that matters right now.
Notable people. Let me see. That's...
Who are you going to find? Kenyon Martin?
Entertainment
Lamar finish. Woodley.
What do Super your sons Bowl represent? Champion. Do they represent Saginaw? Do they like from Vegas?
They kids. They don't represent shit. Like,
oh, nigga, they represent something.
They don't even represent their schools. They just going about their life. I don't know what they represent. They so much different from me. In a good way though. Like they want to play games. They want to be online playing games, and they want to play sports, and that's it. They don't really care about. I don't know what they rep. I should ask them, though.
Well, yeah, like when they get older, they're going to be like, where you from? They're going to be like, I'm from Vegas.
Or, they should, though. Like, because Boog, he was 3 when we moved here.
Okay.
So Gavin was born here. You know what I'm saying? So my older son, you know, he born into raised in Saginaw. So it's like Gavin the only one that was born here. But I think RJ would probably rep Vegas, too.
Yeah, he's basically, you know, if they went to high school here.
Exactly.
If you hear through your formative years, I think you would.
Yeah, I mean, basically raised.
I really feel like wherever you go to high school, it's what kind of.
That's where you're from.
Yeah.
Kind of, I mean, unless you like leave like right after your 12th grade year, and then like you never come back, you go to where, then wherever you said you was from before here is cool. But I really feel like that. Wherever you went to high school at, like if you really did high, especially if you did some hood shit, like if you was around some hood niggas. I mean, that's where you from, nigga.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you do high school or how you did high school. Like if you just went to school and went home, then
yeah. I mean, like if you you know, Baby Keem or something. Man, yeah, he can rep whatever you want to rep. Like you don't.
Yeah, because nobody
was an internet nigga.
Nobody knew you.
Yeah, you can say you from anywhere. Nobody really say, "Hey, man, I went to school with Baby Keem." Like that never came up. Nobody ever like brings it up like that, like.
Never.
So if you like niggas like that, then I guess if you a millennial, like I guess if you was born in like that time, if you was born in like 2000, early 2000.
So let me ask you two Vegas natives, if y'all was presenting a list of notable Vegas people, who would y'all? What would y'all tiers be? Who would y'all start with?
It's mostly sports to me. I mean,
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper, Steven Jackson, the Bush brothers.
They're the Racers?
Like, yeah.
Not racist. I said racers. They race.
They racers. Panic at the Disco, Imagine Dragons, 702.
Neo.
Neo's not he reps Vegas, but he's not originally from here, but he has a lot of family here. So
he went to high school here, though, right?
I would claim Neo.
I would claim Neo.
I'm just saying, I'm just making a distinction. He's not originally from Vegas, but he...
Nigga, forever I thought 702 was from. That's how trash I was. I thought it was from Chicago.
Why would you? If the area code is 702,
oh, like they front.
That's nuts.
Ain't nobody they fake repping Vegas.
No, they're not.
I love Vegas. I rep Vegas though. You know, I'm from Saginaw all day, but I rep Vegas. It. You know what I'm saying?
I think
I rep for both.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought that. Just. I guess they song "What's Up," where I just always like, "Oh, they're from Chicago."
That's nuts.
I just always thought that, and then because
ain't no subways in Vegas.
And then my cousin, And then my cousin one day was like, "Yeah, man, that's my cousin." And I'm like, "Who your cousin?" The girl on TV, like, "You ain't never been outside of here. You ain't got no family from Chicago."
They legit from here.
Vegas.
The lead singer, she went to my church.
They nice though, man. I interviewed them. All but the darker skin one,
Mila.
Yeah.
But yeah, Neo, Imagine Dragon. Yeah, we ain't really got no.
There's a lot of sports though, right?
A lot of sports.
Floyd, are we including?
Nah,
Floyd?
That's Grand Rapids, Michigan, man. We gotta get that though.
What do Floyd say?
He moved here when he.
Floyd rep Vegas.
He do. Rep the city. He Mike Tyson.
He ain't from here though.
That nigga ain't never went to school or nothing here though. Tyson either.
Yeah, so you can't.
Tyson Brooklyn. Any Brooklyn? Bronx.
Y'all gonna claim Too Short next? Like, y'all want the dream too? Like,
what about do we get Larry
everybody,
Johnson?
Everybody who got a house out here.
Do we get Larry
do
Johnson?
Do we get Larry Johnson?
Yep, and Stacey Ogman
really from here?
I don't know. I saw him in the bank one day.
I know he has family here. Charmiere has family here. The motherfucker that's actually from here is a nigga you never see in the fucking city.
Who that?
Greg Anthony.
Oh.
No, I've never seen Greg Anthony in this community ever in life. But I know he's from here.
Wow. I saw his son out in Burbank.
Man, we got a lot more sports niggas than we
would. Sports, mostly. Sports and music. Yeah.
And the music is like the white boys, really. Like, the only music we got is Neo.
Pretty big artist.
Dizzy kind of rap.
Vegas. Yeah, it's Neo. That's it.
He from Flint, though. Dizzy right from Flint.
I always said Dizzy was Vegas, though, because I know of him from my cousins going to school with him.
Mm-hmm.
My little cousin's going to school with him. So that's how I knew of Dizzy.
Mm-hmm. I like how he rap, though. He rap. You let him know. He from Flint. He put on for Vegas.
He represents Floyd Mayweather, Michigan.
Yeah. We keep him Floyd. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Okay.
We keep cool. Floyd.
I'm here, too. So, like,
we keeping you, too. We keeping you, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got my
still got it.
Even though you let the Michigan State place on you.
You don't like that? I had the Tigers up there for a long time till it broke. I had Detroit Tigers up there. Would that be better?
No.
I got to get, like, Golden Knights or something?
UNLV. UNLV.
I got to get the Golden Knights or something?
What's wrong with UNLV? I'm
going to get the Las Vegas Aces. They going to win the championship this year, man. I'm telling y'all.
And all 20 people that's there going to be excited.
Nigga, no. They stadium, like, it's been low-key packed. Like, I'll watch fly shit every time. Like,
hey.
Come on. Don't
watch
do that,
your adjectives.
Man.
Watch your adjectives. This dude said packed.
Packed.
Watch your adjectives. Just say people was there.
You can't say packed?
Well, I can't say packed. Because it's inaccurate.
It's definitely inaccurate. That's why he
can't say packed. But, yeah, like, okay. I wish more people would go, man. The Aces games be lit, man. Them girls play, them women, they be playing ball. They cold.
It seemed like it'd be a lot of people there. Like,
you said watch your adjectives, and then you just,
okay.
Those people.
I see TQ be there.
And that's exactly why I'm not fucking showing up. I don't want to be nowhere TQ is at. TQ's there.
Come on, man. Dwayne Wade was at one of the games I went to. That offset TQ.
His daughter was playing? What did I say wrong?
Yeah, you know that his youngest, before that, still in school, like high school.
No, he got one of them that's a pro.
But how he gonna play in the WNBA?
I don't know what he idea. I don't know what's going on with their household these days.
Come on, man.
It'd be a lot going on in the household. I don't know.
I sense in your tone you blaming Gabrielle Union. You want to call her a witch. Like, you shouldn't do that, man. Don't be projecting how you feel about that on this podcast because you feel that way. What if me and Skinny don't agree that she a witch? Not Ivan throwing it out there that he think Gabrielle Union
is a witch. Did this happen after she showed up?
Doing spells on the kids and stuff. Like, man, you can't put that out there, man. That's irresponsible journalism. A journalist.
What? Did this happen after she showed up?
Why are you saying that? It's only one person that
we know of. Everybody don't come out the closet. You know, everybody not comfortable in their skin until, you know, the right time.
I don't even think Zion out the closet. Shit, he fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he fucked with a girl.
He's straight.
He's a dude. He's a her.
Y'all talking about two.
He's a young.
Kids,
he's
man.
He's a person that was born with male parts.
Same kid.
He's a person that was born with male parts.
His boyfriend is a person that was born as a
with female parts.
Wait a minute,
Male.
Zaya. Zaya's the name, I believe.
Zaya. So Zaya's straight.
Two. I'm gonna call him two. That's his second child. I'm gonna call him two because I don't know. I don't want to
offend nobody.
Yeah,
he's two. Zaya.
So two was born with the same parts I have.
Allegedly, you wasn't there. You don't know.
Correct. We're assuming he was born with the same parts I have, but he identifies as somebody who has the other parts.
Mm-hmm.
But he fucks with somebody who has the other parts that identifies.
Mm-hmm. So he's still straight.
So he's straight.
That is
you say
nuts.
He though.
That She's person, straight.
That
She's
person
straight.
Is a heterosexual. It's in reverse. That's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
They should have met in elementary. They should have just met in elementary school. And ain't nobody. That's just me being silly.
I'm a guy. That's a girl that likes girls. That's a guy. So is he really straight?
He's straight.
Because I'm still attracted to
a girl. In essence. Chromosomically speaking,
but
I made up a word.
This is still a male, right?
Can we say chromosomically speaking just one more time before the show over?
Oh, we'll find a way to squeeze it. But like this, I'm still attracted to males, right? So he's still
not really.
What do you mean?
You're attracted to the look of a male?
If this person identifies as a male, I'm still attracted to males because this is what I'm attracted to, right?
So you attracted to identifications or you attracted to actual people?
I don't know, because I don't know how much of it is sexual.
Y'all making this real confusing.
No, because I'm saying I'm a...
Just like, I don't know if y'all watch The Chi?
Yes.
You current with it?
No, I haven't watched none of this season.
Okay. It got weird.
I just haven't watched it because I like to binge everything.
It's cool. Weird. But it's kind of in line of what you were speaking about, like is like being attracted to what you identify.
Are we talking about the brother? Okay.
Luke James character?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to give it away or nothing, but like it deals with that. And that's
The Malik Yoba.
That's a very good question, though.
Malik Yoba is attracted to people that believe they're women. So do Malik Yoba feel like he gay?
He's straight. The heterosexual, he thinks.
You can be attracted to an ideology. Is that?
I don't know.
To an identification. You believe you're a woman and I'm attracted to women. So since you believe you're a woman and I'm attracted to women, I'm attracted to you. So if this is a person, but still technically if I believe I'm a woman.
It's confusing.
So I'm still heterosexual because I'm attracted to men, even though you're not a male.
That's confusing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We had to probably talk to somebody.
I'm super confused.
No, how y'all see it?
No, I see it, but I don't understand.
The
questions you asking, I need answers too. So
we might need to find somebody who can kind of help us with the sexual spectrum.
We gonna be a trans in here?
You scared?
That wasn't where I was going. That wasn't the suggestion I had. Like maybe it's, I don't know.
I'm with it.
Do you think
you gotta get a trans man? They don't necessarily have to be a trans man.
No, I was just about to say you want to put some punctuation in there, like a comma.
I don't have a good experience with trans men.
You don't have a good experience with trans men?
Nigga put his dick out on me, man.
For real?
Yeah, nigga put his dick out on me.
Listen.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold up. Time out, skinny. We ain't gonna get past this.
I was with you. Go ahead. Do your shit.
Nah, I don't know if I want to know though. Like, I mean, like.
You put a dick out on you, man.
I don't know if I need context, man.
He just randomly said,
skinny need context.
No. So I'm driving.
Okay.
I'm driving. I'm leaving this place. I'm driving. I see a person in a dress with breasts and long blonde hair. To me, this is a woman.
Right.
Mind you, they're walking the same, literally like the same direction I'm driving.
Was there an attraction there initially?
I like titties. If I see titties and they big, yes, initially. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
You don't care what's below the titties.
I don't know what's below the titties. I'm assuming this person has on the dress. The titties has kind of got some size to them, and it's long blonde hair. This is a woman to me initially. It wasn't until I got closer, and it's like, oh, this is not a woman. This is, in fact, a nigga who could probably dunk on my ass.
You saw them size 13s.
Yeah, but I guess I had been looking too long, trying to figure out what it is I'm looking at.
And in her mind,
he trying to see what's happening.
Yeah.
So he lifted his skirt up and was like, what's up? Like, what up, B? And there was a penis under there. And I'm like, yo.
I respect that, though.
So.
I respect that.
You respect what he did?
I respect what he did.
He let you know.
Wow. He let you know.
Yeah. Because people be getting killed.
He let you know. A lot of motherfuckers. Listen, I had the weirdest experience just walking out my door. It was a crackhead. Male. Walking. Pass, right? And he like stopped and he's like looking at me. And I don't sell drugs no more. So I'm looking like, what's going on? Like, why are you staring at me?
You've been delivered.
So I'm like, what's going on, brother? You know what I'm saying? Like, you looking for something? And he was like, yeah, some dick. I was like, wait.
Skinny was like, well, you came to the right place.
I was like, wait, what? Whoa, what? Because this was a regular man.
I am a boy, Damon.
Like, not like he didn't look like he was into them type of things. And I was like,
so you saying gay has a look?
Definitely. I'm definitely saying that. Like, it's a flamboyant
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you expect the motherfucker to have his shirt all twisted out of some shit.
Some no, dicks. Like, duh. It's a walk.
Like, did he snap when he asked for
it's
the
a
dick?
Walk and it's a sound like no, he sound like he talk like we talking like a regular.
Did he say period?
So remember like, the show a long dick. Time ago on HBO when they was talking about the down low man, like the Tims, and it was like regular street thug niggas.
Yeah.
And they was down low on HBO shit. Like that's kind of what it reminded me of. I was like, what the fuck? Whoa. And
what was your reaction to it?
Not the reaction that I thought. I thought I would have busted his head with like a brick or something. Like,
it's a hate crime.
It's a hate crime!
Bro, we almost never met, bro. You could have been in the feds, bro. Like, you... I'm trying to obey for that shit.
January 6th jail, nigga. They said you over there. That's crazy.
Listen.
January 6th
jail. You know how, like, you see shit happen on TV or somewhere else, and you think, like, if that was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way that I thought I would have reacted, I didn't. Like, I just looked around. Like, maybe it's not just me and him outside. I'm saying, like, I just looked around, and then as he continued to like look at me, I just was like, "Hey, bro, just keep walking." You know what I'm saying? I don't got what you want. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. It definitely wasn't the reaction I thought I was gonna give.
He said, "Keep
but,
walking."
Listen, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Just keep walking.
Like, just keep walking. I had that experience twice in my life.
Oh, they keep coming for you?
Listen. But
was it about those locks that keep attracting?
my first experience with it, it wasn't as straightforward.
Okay.
It was
hey, Skinny, let's go hoop.
Nah. So I was on house arrest. And I wasn't allowed to drive, so I had to take the bus and shit, right? So I'm walking to the bus station.
Wait, time out. You weren't...
Nah, like, I was, like...
That's part of your probation?
Yeah, so I had a trafficking charge. So, like, they had to, like, really know, like, what car I'm getting. And I didn't have my L's either, so they had to know. Like, they legit had the GPS on me. I had to... So the shit from jail.
The vehicle couldn't go a certain mile per hour?
When I was gonna see my PO, if my mom was taking me home, she had to like literally see that my mom was picking me up and I was leaving with my mom, or if it was somebody
that's
coming
nuts.
To get me,
yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah, they was on some bitch shit at that time,
stressing moms out,
it's, bruh. So I was on house arrest, so I'm walking to the bus station, and a dude just stopped and was like, "Hey, you ever thought of modeling underwear?" I was like, wait, what?
We're
like, I'm not like, I'm, nigga, this is winter. You feel me? Like, I got a jacket, a hoodie. Like, what, nigga? Like, what? Do you have x-ray? How are you examining me right now, sir?
By that ankle monitor.
It was weird.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the other, like, that was probably like another.
How, but how do you know?
I just feel like that. I just feel like why would you say that to me?
Maybe he's like a legit. He could have been like a legit.
Nah, bro.
He's probably gonna say, "Send me some photos of you and some girls." I'm gonna send them to my manager.
Same situation though. I was like, man, just keep walking, man.
That's nuts. Oh, so you don't mind it then?
But it wasn't.
He was flattering. It was Skinny. He walked away like, man, it's bullshit. But hey, man, kind of flattering. Like,
bitch can't tell
it's
me
a good
nothing.
Look. Yeah.
Bro, like,
walked away with a different pop. That motherfucker started playing Disney tunes in his head.
Hell no. Like,
yes.
Because it wasn't like a that wasn't a direct, like, it wasn't a direct, like, somebody's hitting on me, like,
yeah,
type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like Atlanta. I have a situation in Atlanta. Like, it wasn't.
That was
a
different place, man.
Yeah.
That's a special, special place, bro.
You
want to
tell the story again?
Nah, I kind of don't.
You don't want to relive it. Hey.
No pressure, man. Story.
Nah. You healed from it, though, right?
I believe so.
Okay, but we don't need to rehash it then.
Not at all, not even a little bit.
So it wasn't that, yo. But yeah. Weird. Mm. So,
So tell us about a few more of your male stalkers, man.
That's it, bro. I don't got male stalkers.
You keep getting hit on.
I don't got male stalkers, bro. Just,
okay. I mean.
That was the first, like I said, that was the first time it was like, I still feel like I should have heard that, man. But
why? Because he attracted to you?
Yeah, don't do that.
Bro, listen, I think like, I even feel like this, like when niggas do weird shit like that to women, like, I feel like women should have a right to like bust their head if they just say some wild, outlandish shit. Like, if you just, probably because I got daughters, and I just be thinking like, yeah, what if somebody's walking to my daughter like, yeah, some pussy? Nigga.
Yeah.
In that context. You feel me? Yeah, it makes sense in that context. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think like when you, I feel like it's a proper way to do everything.
So it's a proper
without way feeling disrespected.
It's a proper way for a man to ask you for some dick.
You know what?
He's not. Yeah, you're right. That, though.
What's the protocol?
I don't know. That man should have courted Skinny. No. He should have courted Skinny.
You know what I mean? That's what it is. Then cool.
Take Skinny out on a little date.
I just want to know what the protocol is if a nigga ask you for some dick.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Feed him first. Take that man a Sizzler.
Take him a Sizzler. Yeah. You gotta go to Gallup, New Mexico to get there. But fuck it.
Reno.
Road trip.
Reno.
What if a nigga take a trip to go eat? Oh my God.
Skinny got them rich man stalkers.
Bro, you do shit like
that. He'll turn Skinny into pretty woman.
If you allow a man to take you out of town to feed you, you supposed to be gay.
You supposed to be giving up some booty.
You're supposed to be giving up some booty. Kind of like that shit when the girl is like, oh, you flew me out and then kicked her out. She wasn't giving no pussy. I feel like that.
If I drive you across state lines to get a fucking steak.
What did y'all think about that?
I feel like they both was in the right. I don't think nobody was wrong.
You don't think nobody was
wrong? No.
You don't think nobody was wrong?
No.
I got a different take on it.
I don't think nobody was wrong.
My take on it is, homie just wasn't that guy.
He wasn't.
He just wasn't that guy. He couldn't have been. And he further proved he wasn't that guy by video and then posting it. You know what I'm saying? You not that guy. You not that guy.
I agree, but I
ain't mad at her for sending her back, though. I ain't mad at him for sending her back, but he wasn't that guy.
He didn't send her back, though. He told her to buy her own ticket.
And also, well, same thing. He sent her packing. Let me be more clear. He sent her packing. Also, I think it was probably cap. I think it might have just been for the internet. Yeah,
probably that.
Yeah.
But just, I'm talking, the scenario itself, like, I don't feel like he was wrong.
Me neither.
Because I feel like when you got on this flight, like, even though we may not have explicitly explained, like, had a discussion about the details, you knew what you was getting on that fucking flight.
Are you buying the ticket without having that type of conversation? Whether it was when you get him a fuck or not, like, some type of sexual conversation had to be had before.
That we have some kind of understanding of what's going to happen when you get here. And then I seen him say, in the video, he was like, she was walking around naked and some more shit, and she just wouldn't give me none.
Mm. Do men and women still like each other? That's what I'm getting at. Like, do men question. And women still really like each other? Because, like, bro. Sometimes, like, honestly,
so.
Man.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't have sent her. I'm not mad at him for doing it, but I wouldn't have sent her packing. This is because I enjoy. I mean, I'm married, but I enjoy women. I enjoy women's company. You know what I'm saying? I can be around a woman and, like, we can spend time together and enjoy each other without having sex.
No. I'm with you on that, but I'm not paying for it. If I pay for this ticket.
She has to be a prostitute at that point.
Would you send her back though? Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe she just wasn't ready.
If I flew you out here, I probably flew to see you first. So I already already fucked on you.
If this shit is true and it wasn't no like skit, some what you call it? Staged shit. If it wasn't no staged shit, I think she probably was trying to play homie for a free trip.
Probably.
I believe it was staged.
So that's why I ain't mad at him for sending her passion.
I believe it was staged. I believe it's scenarios that happens. So
I believe it happened all the time.
My whole thing is like, do women and men really like each other?
I don't think so. Like, that's a real question. I don't think so. Like, when you look at social media, it's men
every day
trashing women and women trashing men. And even when you go on the post, that's what it is. Like,
I don't watch none of them.
They hate each other.
See, the man, he want us to rub his feet and have his meals and he click his lean, but he want us to work too.
Women telling men what real men are and men telling women what real women are. And
see, the problem with you ladies is...
I don't listen to none of them shit.
I think the part about it that I don't like the most is that and I'm not around everybody else, but I don't see everybody else's community, but I feel like this is a conversation that only keeps happening in the black community. I don't see white women and white men going at it like that. I don't see Hispanic men and women going back and forth like that. I only see us.
Yeah.
That's the part about it that bothers me.
Yeah, I don't think that
this shit probably like, it's a great Facebook.
That's why it's a great time for the letter community, because clearly and they got some shit right. Let me just go ahead and change my sex and go get the different sex to change their sex, because clearly we don't like each other normally. I don't know. Maybe.
Cleaning up too. They getting some good ones too. I wasn't mad at first because it was a bunch of.
They getting some good what? What you talking about? Who gets some good what?
The women. I'm talking about the women. I'm talking about the women only. Let me be very clear.
Yeah,
I swear, my kid,
I was only picturing the
Manny Freshes in my mind.
Yeah, you just had to explain it. Yeah, I believe you. I'm not, you ain't got to qualify it.
Let me.
We got to understand.
Yeah. So at first it was just the Manny Freshes going at it, and then they start picking up some nice ones. They winning over there. They winning over there. They got Drinker from us. They got Drinker from us. That was a nice pickup. That's a solid free agent. That's a solid free agent.
You can't do nothing with her though.
Why?
Because you know what she used to.
What? So what?
You know booty yet?
Yeah.
Oh no, we're not doing that. Baby.
Exactly.
We're not.
Drinker. They got Drinker.
Hey man, get you a little spray bottle. Your little thumb. She won't know the difference.
I'm not even entertain. I'm the ED. I'm not the eater. I'm the ED over here.
You're a pillow princess, bro.
All right.
But I'm with you. I ain't with it.
That's you know, we're eating? Bro. You don't eat your white booty?
Nah. Why? There's so much more. So much other things we can do.
Like what?
Like, think about it. That's where waste exits your body.
I agree. That's why I'm not going back there.
Yeah.
I don't have no purpose back there. A thumb. And that's once every decade. You get a thumb once every decade.
What? I'm giving the thumbs.
10-year anniversary? 20-year anniversary?
Every decade, it's one thumb. I don't know who.
You putting the thumbs in the booty?
I don't want nothing. Magic Johnson scared me. I don't know what to tell y'all. Ain't you sagging out, dude?
Lansing.
Oh, okay, close.
yeah, very close.
That is not scaring me. I don't want no parts of none of that.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, the anus is the devil's playground. I don't.
Is that the anus?
I don't.
Not yeah. yours, though, right?
No. I'm a nice, wholesome Christian, man.
I got you.
That's wild.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't mess with the booty, y'all. It look like a leather Cheerio. And I don't really like leather Cheerios. I told you I like Frosted Flakes, man. Frosted Flakes. Booty hole look like a leather chain.
Oh shit, that is
shit, man.
Oh, I'm on Jive Records. Oh. I just signed the Jive, dropping one single.
Hey, Shopify is an all-in-one store. Oh, this is
great. Let's go ahead. I think we out of here. Shit,
huh?
Music ain't playing. Big and Dead, hit the switch, man. Oh, I ain't mad at this one.
Yeah, the
good. Yeah, I fuck with this one. Yeah. Well, shit, this has been an episode of Views from the 7. I guess I'm back on social media. Whatever.
I caught you. You wasn't.
Yeah, I'm back on there. I guess we gonna start this shit over with. So you can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, Young Al Bundy, YUNG_Al_Bundy. Where can they find y'all, fellas?
Hey man, Skinny Junior 777 on Instagram. Damn, my bad. Code 7 on YouTube, View 7 Network on YouTube.
Comedian Macho on the Twitter and the IG machine. I got a lot of good stuff coming up for y'all. I got a couple shows this month. I'm working on something really big. I can't wait to tell all y'all about it.
Yeah. Oh, also Saturday you can catch me on Beat Network on YouTube. I got a 20 for 20 battle. This Saturday coming up.
7:00.
Yeah, 7:00 Pacific time. I would give y'all all the show social media, but if y'all been here, y'all know the motherfuckers by now. I don't know them by heart.
I was just about to look them up, bro.
Look them up, niggas. Like
Views from the 7. on Instagram. No, Views from the 7 on Twitter. Views from the _7 on Instagram. Views from the 7 on Facebook. View 7 Network, man. Y'all can find us in there.
And you know, what's the TikTok, you know?
TikTok is Views from the 7, I believe. I don't know.
TikTok at all.
Shout out to TikTok.
If y'all listen to this movie, y'all was here last week. Y'all know exactly where to find us at. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Or go back to listen to last week's episode.
Last week's episode.
Yeah, Popeye's last week.
Go check out Spence and
I was so hoping you was Spence
and Shayna _ Candy.
Yeah, just call me Spence at JUS. Call me Spence, SPENCE. And Shayna
ain't
Candy.
No E.
Yeah, it is.
Nah, it ain't no E.
Spence.
Well, I mean, shit, by the time you get to the seed, the motherfucker should pop up then. Shit. And Shayna Candy, SHA.
Come on, bro.
SHAYNA_KANDII. Ow, bitch. I got that shit right, too, nigga.
Views.
We out of here, man. Holla.